Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Hey, we've got Cindy with us, so we're not going to sing the whole time. We want Cindy to come up and teach us some good stuff from the Word of God. So come on up here and let's make her feel welcome. She's been here before, so she knows the routine. That's right.
So we can eat.
Flip the switch. Right? No? No?
That's the routine.
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it. She got it. All right.
Got it. All right. If we're going to talk about listening today. If Brian were here, he would be laughing his head off because he always says, "You never listen to me," or something like that. I don't know because I'm really not paying attention, but he says something like that. Which proves the point. Sometimes I can say what he, you know, said. So not always, sometimes. But he would really be laughing about this. But I really felt like you guys needed this. That's why I'm bringing it to you. No, the Holy Spirit said I needed it. So I'm bringing it to you because I've already been whooped, right? You know? Or whoop me, so now he's gonna spread it on, spread the love. All right, listen. This is a lost art, isn't it? We don't listen like we should. I don't listen like I should. People don't listen like they should. I did go to Starbucks today and I got me some tea. And I said, "I need your Trenta black tea with 2 sweet and lows." She goes, "I got you." And it was right. She got me. She heard me and she got it. But usually it goes something like this. "I need your Trenta black tea with 2 sweet and lows." "What size?" "Trenta." "Oh, okay." "Water?" "No." "Unsweet tea with 2 sweet and lows." "Okay." "Equal?" "No." Have you ever been there? You're like, if you would just have listened the first time, you would have had this. So have a couple. I don't know if you can see these little illustrations I have up here. Go to the next slide. There we go. Well, we missed one. One's blank. There we go. It says, "We're checking everyone's communication skills. Here's the first question. Are you a good listener?" He says, "What?" So apparently he's not a good listener. Secondly, it says, "My life coach said, don't wait for what you want. Just take it." So I did. And look where it got me. He's in jail. So he might have listened, but he didn't understand. He just listened. And then the next one, "When effective listening fails," and that is why we lift on 3, and the patient's on the floor, and their legs, somebody's got their legs, and then they're pointing the finger at each other, who blew it there. So it is important to listen. People want to be listened to. And I know I've told you guys before, I'm in my job, when they call and somebody's mad, I get all the mad people. So, you know, somebody has a complaint, they want to talk to a manager, they call me. And most of the time, people just want to be heard. They just want somebody to listen. I don't have to solve all their problems, but if they know I'm at least concerned and I listen and don't butt in and try to say, "But, you know, I've listened to everything they have to say, I shut my mouth. And then I ask a couple of questions, and then usually they're good, but they want somebody to listen. We all want to be heard. We all want people to think what we have to say is somewhat important. So we just want to be heard. The Greek for the word listen in the New Testament, it's a verb. It says to attend to, consider what has been said, and to understand. Not just to parrot back what you heard, but to understand what was said to you. The definition in Webster says to pay attention to sound, listen to music, to hear something with thoughtful attention, to pay attention to what we hear. Give consideration, listen to a plea, and it is a verb too. These are action words. These are things that we have to do It doesn't come naturally, really, for us to listen, I don't believe. I think we have to really pay attention and make ourselves. There are times when somebody's talking to me and I have to tell myself, okay, I'm already like composing a grocery list in my head or something, you know, thinking of what I'm doing later on in the day. And then I have to pull myself back and say, okay, you need to listen to this person. You need to listen to what they're saying because this is important. You know, it may be about their dog or their cat or whatever. It's important, you know, to listen and pay attention. Scripture says in Psalms 10:17, you, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them. You listen to their cry. When we speak to the Lord, He listens to us. I am so comforted to know that when I pray to the Lord, I'm not praying in vain. He hears me. He moves on my behalf. You know, He doesn't always tell me yes. I wish every time I went to the Lord and said, I need $1 million, He would say, here you go, honey. You know, that hasn't happened. But He knows what's good for us, and He loves us. He wants the very best for us. Deuteronomy 5:27 said, go near and listen. This is the Israelites speaking, which is kind of funny because they never really did this. It says, go near and listen to all that the Lord our God says. Then tell us whatever the Lord our God tells you, and we will listen and obey. We know how many times they might have listened, but they didn't obey, right? Because they decided, well, you know, we want to do it our way. And sometimes we do that too. Isaiah 28:23 says, listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear what I say. Scripture's telling us just hearing it isn't enough. Pay attention and then do what He says. Isaiah 34:1 says, come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all that comes out of it. These are a whole lot of scriptures on listening and paying attention. Must be pretty important. Jesus called the crowd to Him and said, listen and understand. Matthew 15:10. Matthew 17:5 says, while He was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased. Listen to Him. Once again, listen. John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. We listen, and then we follow. It's backed up by action when you listen to somebody. James says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, right? Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I am trying to get out of this habit of somebody starts telling me their problem, and I want to jump in and fix it for them. Anybody else there? I don't finish listening. I got the answer. Yep, Johnny, there. I've got the answer, and I can help them, right? Well, if I would hear the rest of the story, first of all, they may not want the help. They may just want to be heard, right? And I may not know the whole story, so how can I really help them if I haven't listened to them? So we are to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Sometimes we think if we listen to the word or we're reading our Bible, that's good enough. We got it in. We're good. We have to do what it says. It's not good enough just to listen to it and then go about our merry way. Then it says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Now, most of us don't forget what we look like, right? When we see ourselves in the mirror, we know that's us, you know? Now, sometimes when you first get up in the morning and your hair is all poking straight up and you don't have your makeup on, you might scare yourself when you look in the mirror, you know, just for a minute. You think, oh, who is that? You know, then you realize that's you. So But we know that's us pretty quick. It says, after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. And we don't do that. But that's what happens when you don't listen. It says, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Don't you want to be blessed in what you do? We all want to be blessed in what we do. So we need to listen to the word and do it. Sometimes we've talked about in Bible study before, I know that sometimes we know the Lord's telling us to do something and we don't want to do it. We don't mind hearing what he's told us to do, but we really don't want to move forward and actually do that thing that he's asking us to do. So I've got a little acrostic here. And just to kind of help us, the first thing is L, listen close and be attentive to every word. Not too long ago, it was raining, cats and dogs, not really, but you know, it was raining hard, and the wind was blowing, and it was blowing sideways. And I had a big golf umbrella somebody loaned me to get out to my car with all my stuff. It was after work, and so I've got the umbrella sideways because the wind's blowing like that. And I get in my car, and the wind is like shutting the door. The wind's blowing so hard, so I have to push the door out. I get the umbrella in, and in that amount of time, enough rain came in. I had water dripping off my face. Because it had been blowing sideways so bad, my legs, it felt like I had walked in a water up to my waist. I mean, I was soaking wet. And it was chilly. It was cold. So I'm in my car. I drive, you know, an hour or so to home. And I had just about dried out a little bit. And Brian's working, so you know, I don't cook. So I'm going through a drive-thru on the way home. So I go through the drive-thru, and just as I'm about to roll down my window, it starts raining again. And it starts blowing again. So I tell my order real fast as I can. And the guy repeats something back, and I said, yes, and I roll the window up, right? So then I pull around, and it's got an overhang, so I pull around. Now I can, you know, unroll my window without feeling like I'm going to drown. And I just told the guy, I said, you know what? I told you my order was right, but I have no idea what you said. I said, I was just trying to keep from getting wet. I said, can you repeat it back now? And he did, and he had it right, so it was amazing that he could understand what I was even saying. But sometimes we answer people, and we don't know what they said, right? They may hand us something we don't want because we said, yeah, that's fine. And we think, oh, I don't like that. You know? But it's because we're not really paying attention, and we just said yes. I wasn't paying attention to him. I had a reason. I was distracted. But that's really not a good enough reason. We need to pay attention to what people say. So lean close and be attentive to every word. You know, I work in the medical field, and there's a big difference between no fracture. If you take out that word no, then it looks like the patient has a fracture, right? You've got to be careful. Little words make a big difference. So those little words, when you're listening to somebody, really make a difference in what they're saying. So lean close and be attentive to every word. Invite others, including God, to speak by asking questions and waiting for their answers. How many times do we go before the Lord and we tell him our list of what we want, and then we say amen and we walk away? We haven't listened. We don't know what he would want us to do in that situation. Whatever we've brought to him, we have no idea. Because we just say, this is what I need, amen, and we expect him to move. And we don't listen to what maybe we need to do. You know? Maybe you're having a problem with your car or something. And maybe the Lord would like to direct you to a certain garage. Or maybe they are honest. And they'll give you a good deal. You know? But you're so busy saying amen, and then the Lord doesn't fix your car, maybe you're thinking he's going to just touch it and it's going to fix, and he could. He can do that. I've prayed for cars. God's fixed them before, you know. You can do that. But sometimes he wants to direct you, but you've got to listen. Got to listen. We don't listen. And then silence, distractions. There is too much noise in this world, isn't there? Way too much noise. The TV. It doesn't have to be noise. It could be stuff. Facebook is a distraction. That could be distracting us. Even our own thought processes can distract us because, like I said earlier, somebody can be talking to you and you could be thinking about your grocery list or whatever. You know, you're not paying attention. You're distracted. So there's so many things in life that can distract us. Even things, godly things. You may be thinking about a scripture that the Lord impressed on you earlier that day and somebody's talking to you and all you're doing is thinking about the scripture. That's not a bad thing, necessarily. Think about it after you listen to the person who's talking to you. Because they may need your help in some area, and they need to be important enough to you to pay attention. So silence distractions. And then think about what I've heard, processing it, and let it sink in. We are so instant. We want, instant potatoes. We want, throw something in the microwave, it's instantly hot. We are such an instant society that we don't take time to think about what somebody's told us and to kind of let it sink in and think about what we've heard. We don't take enough time for that. And we need to, that's one area we all, I think, need to improve in because we just want to go on to the next thing. But sometimes we've just got to let stuff sink in because I don't know about you, but I'm not smart enough to get everything the first time around. I've got to let it sink in so I can get it. And then empathize with concerns shared with me. How would I feel if I was in that situation? You know, it's easy to say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, but do I really feel it? How would I feel if that were happening to me? Sometimes it really helps to think that way because it helps you put yourself a little bit, hard to totally put yourself in their shoes, but a little bit in their shoes so that you can understand, and then you can pray more effectively. Then you're more concerned, and you can pray about whatever they are coming to you with. And then note action I need to take in response to what I've heard. What do I need to do? If somebody needs, their yard mowed, okay? And I have a lawnmower, and I can do it. Is that what I need to do? Is that what the Holy Spirit is directing me to do to help them out? It could be. Maybe they need $5 for something. Do I have money in my purse? Can I give them $5? Is the Holy Spirit directing me to do that? Or maybe they just want somebody to listen. Can I just listen and not tell them how to fix their problem? Right? Can I just listen to them and just hug them? And say, I'll pray about that. And then really do it. You know? Really set that to prayer. Is that what you need to do in response to their situation? So those are some things that we need to think about. So lean close and be attentive to every word. Invite others, including God, to speak by asking questions and waiting for their answers. Silence distractions. Think about what I've heard, processing it, and let it sink in. Empathize with concerns shared with me. Note action I need to take in response to what I've heard. Now, here are 5 tips, except I added one, so there's 6. 6 tips on how to listen effectively. Okay? The first one says close your mouth. Now, I know that students will tell you, oh, I can talk and still listen to you. But no, they can't. No, they can't. What I would say even above number one, what would really be number one, I think, and this is so practical, get some rest. Because I don't know about you, but when I am so tired, I am not nice. And I really don't care what you have to say. Because I'm so tired, I can't think, So get some rest. You're not good to anybody if you're not getting enough rest. So that's just practical. Get some rest, and then close your mouth. And then listen through the eyes and ears of kindness and compassion. Just be kind. If people know that you really care, you can really tell them some hard things sometimes. But they know, you can say it kindly. And it makes a difference. They'll listen to you. They'll take it in. You know, you're not being ugly about it, but you're just being kind. But listen through the eyes and ears of kindness and compassion. Listen as if you might never have the opportunity to speak to that person again. That really hit me. Really listen to people. Really listen to them. Be present and take your judgment glasses off. Too many times we walk around with our judgment glasses on, right? We might be, you know, strike up a conversation with somebody in the grocery store, and they might start telling you some problems they're having or something, and maybe they're not dressed the best, and you think, well, you know, you're already judging them that probably your life's a mess because of decisions you made. I mean, just because of the way they look. We've got to take our judgment glasses off. We don't know what they've been through. We don't know anything about them. Yet we're judged so quick to judge. We're so quick. So take your judgment glasses off. And be mindful of nonverbal communication, yours and theirs. Really pay attention. You can tell if somebody doesn't want you near or if they do want you near. My boss has a degree in behavioral sciences, yeah. She analyzes us all the time. You know? She said, she'll look at you and say, oh, your arms were crossed. Were you upset? Were you mad? No, I was cold. And so my arms were crossed because it's cold in here, you know? But she really, you know, Brian came up and met her one time, and Brian reached out and grabbed my hand, and she said, he adores you. He grabbed your hand. He adored. I mean, she watches. I didn't even realize he grabbed my hand. I mean, he holds my hand all the time. I didn't, you know, put anything special in. I mean, it is special, but you know what I'm saying. You kind of take those things for granted. But she noticed it right away. I mean, any little thing, she notices because she's like analyzing us all the time. So, but, you know, these are just things that we can do to listen effectively. We do need to pay attention. You can tell if somebody's visibly upset, can't you? They're tearing up, you know, they're telling you something. You can tell it really gets them down inside. And so you can tell how people are by their behavior. So be mindful of nonverbal communication, yours and theirs. You know, contact, eye contact, you know, talking to people, all those things that are important. So I've got a question for you, and you guys knew this was short. I told you, I got it down. Quick food. Got it. Yeah. Are you a good listener? Are you a good listener? And you know what? People who really like to talk have a harder time of being a good listener. If you really like to talk, it's harder for you. It is. People who are quiet aren't necessarily good listeners either. Just because they're sitting there quiet doesn't mean they're listening to you. But, you know, we've got to be good listeners. So my question is, are you a good listener? And if not, how can you improve? What can you do to improve on that? And there's probably a couple of these areas we've talked about that you say, oh, you know, I stink at that one. So I really need to improve in that one area. And then ask the Holy Spirit for help. Sometimes we all think we're wonderful, and the Holy Spirit is the one who has to say, no, you're not so great here, and over here you could probably improve a little bit, you know. So ask the Holy Spirit, too, where are some areas that I could improve in this listening thing? So let's just pray. Father, I just come before you, Father. I thank you that you've shown me some areas I need to improve in, but I know that we all have areas. We are just not good listeners as a human race for the most part. So, Father, I ask that you would help each and every one of us to know exactly where we need to improve, what we need to do. I thank you that you love us so much. You don't let us stay the same. But you want us to improve, and you want to help us every day. And I'm so thankful for that. And you want us to be good friends to each other and to love each other, good brothers and sisters in Christ. And so, Lord, I ask that you help each one of us to know where we need to improve in listening to others. Lord, I ask that you would help us to love people the way you love them. We're just no good if we don't. So help us, Father, to see people through your eyes, with the eyes of love and compassion. No matter what they look like, no matter what they smell like, no matter any of those things, you just help us to love people. Lord, I ask that you just bless each and every one of us. Father, as we go about our life, let us be the light that you would have us to be. And we ask it in Jesus' name.